This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel used drone strikes on Monday for the second time in 2006 or since 2006 in a deadly raid on the city of Jenin, one of the biggest Israeli operations in the occupied West Bank in two decades. Officials from Ukraine, the United States, and the International Criminal Court formally opened a new center Monday that will work to build cases against senior Russian leaders who are guilty of acts of aggression. The opening of the International Center for the Prosecution of Crimes of Aggression Against Ukraine is the latest step in concerted international efforts to hold the Russian leadership accountable and leadership criminally responsible for its invasion of Ukraine last year, which triggered Europe's deadliest conflict since World War II. Georgia's imprisoned former president appeared severely emaciated on Monday in a video-linked testimony to a court considering an abuse of power case against him. He and his supporters claim he was poisoned in prison and has lost half of his body weight since he was arrested in October of 2021. Speaking from the private clinic where he's being held, he said he was spiritually fit and determined to serve the country. And that is according to a local news site, Agenda. Again, Georgia's imprisoned former president appeared severely emaciated on Monday. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Officials in Cameroon say plastic bag pollution in the country has doubled in the past 4 years to 600,000 tons, harming the environment and animal and human health. Nokia Edwin Kenzeka reports from Cameroon.
Devices. The Israeli.
In 2012, Cameroon banned the use of non-biodegradable plastic packaging on the grounds they clog waterways, spoil the landscape, and take 1,000 years to break down. When they do degrade, they break into particles that pollute the soil and water. After dropping for several years, non-biodegradable plastic bag pollution has doubled since 2019 to 600,000 tons per year, according to the government. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
President Macky Sall says he will not seek a third term in the presidential elections that are set for February. Speech given live on his official Facebook page Monday evening comes after years of speculation over his future political intentions. The uncertainty has helped fuel opposition protests, some of which turned deadly last month. Sall said Monday that he would not be a candidate even if the Constitution allows him to do so. City officials in the eastern U.S. city of Baltimore in the state of Maryland are urging people to come forward with the information about multiple suspects believed responsible for a mass shooting this past weekend that killed two people at a holiday block party. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with more.
The acting police commissioner in Baltimore, Richard Worley, says there was more than one shooter.
There were multiple weapons and multiple casings.
As heard on WMAR2 News, he was asked about the image of a young man with a backpack on social media. Mayor Brandon Scott says people took that video. Now they need to speak up.
Grown adults filming young people with guns who said nothing, who did nothing.
As the search continues for suspects, the mayor says extra police will be on patrol during 4th of July activities. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hong Kong police on Monday accused 8 overseas base activists of serious national security offenses, including foreign collusion and incitement to secession, and offered rewards for information leading to any arrest. The notices accuse the activists of asking foreign powers to impose sanctions on Hong Kong and China. The activists are based in several countries, including the U.S., Britain, and Australia. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.